This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Here's what we're never going to talk about on this show. Is Greg Popovich not a good coach because he lost two exhibition games? Get the hell out of my face and never come back.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
All of our conference teams are going to be collectively sort of drawn into the middle between 6 and 7 wins, but over 5.5. So they all exist kind of in a clump, and then they're distributed out from there. 22% of teams finish with under 6.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Costos, Lockerson, Wednesday here with you on BetQL. We got a loaded show coming up the rest of the way. What we're not going to talk about, by the way, is what we're not going to talk about. That segment being shelved for the foreseeable future.
Not going to talk about it. Yeah.
So we're literally not going to talk about it. But we've got the Power Hour coming up next hour. All our bets for tonight. BetQL's five-star plays, courtesy of Reed Wallach. All our bets in Major League Baseball. And then our golf bets for the 3M to close the show. That's in the Power Hour. Still to come this hour, Bobby Marks, ESPN front office NBA insider, joins us. We'll put a bow on last season in the NBA, and we'll look ahead to next season in the NBA and next week's NBA draft. And Bobby's going to talk some NBA draft props with us. Yes, you heard that correctly. That's going to be awesome. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, Jeff Feinberg joins the show, FTN and Mayo Media, to give us his picks for the 3M, the golf tournament coming up this weekend, and a little National Football League as well with noted LA Chargers superfan Jeff Feinberg. We're going to get back to college football in a second here on the show, but we'll want to remind people about our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, because other sites can. They offer a big bonus, but then they make you play 10, 25, or more times to actually get their cash. That's bogus. With Bet Rivers, it's simple. You play once, and it's yours, always. And you can place real money wagers, Ken, on the Olympics and get free bets when USA medals.
Whoa.
What that?
I was going to do the Olympics song, but like, we might actually just get
I don't know it.
Right?
Yeah. I don't actually don't know it.
Bum, ba-dum, bum. Da, 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 da.
I hate the Olympics.
Hate or just like don't really care about?
Both.
That doesn't actually make sense. That's okay.
I guess I don't hate it. I just don't care. Yeah. I hate how much other people care about the Olympics. How about that? Yeah, Bill brings up a good point here. That's the British national anthem, right? That's not the Olympic theme song.
No,
right?
That's the Olympic theme.
That's the Olympic theme. No.
Yeah, because then you get to the B section with the da 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 da.
I thought Bill was right. I thought that was something else. Also, as you were doing it, anyway, you can wager.
No, that's the opening every night. Every night of the Olympiad. That is the opening.
You need the timpani.
Yeah. Great, and you need Bob Costas' pink eye. Wager $500 more on the Olympics to get $1 for every bronze medal the USA wins. $1,000 or more on the Olympics to get $2 for every silver and $1 for every bronze medal the USA wins.
This is very complex.
I'm confused. Did you have a clump?
If they set a world record, you get 2 times the finishing time.
Right, and if you wager $2,500 or more on the Olympics, you get $3 for every gold, $2 for every silver, and $1 for every bronze medal the USA wins.
Means you had a great 2 weeks, $2,500 in the Olympics.
Yeah, no, but look, no, in all seriousness, though, USA is projected to win like 1 billion medals in the Olympics. So just saying, like USA has projected to win the most medals. So you're going to bet the Olympics. The point is you do it at Bet Rivers. So whether you like the Olympics or not, and maybe this wasn't the best sell job by me, because I'm sure I'll end up betting it, because why the hell not? So yes, that's why we want you, if you're going to bet on the Olympics, to bet on the Olympics at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. We'll talk more about this next hour here on You Better You Bet. The best lines, the best customer service. It is your hometown sportsbook. That hometown sportsbook Bet Rivers. All right. A little college football now here.
Do you like the Olympics?
Now, look, just because like I don't like the Olympics doesn't mean other people don't, or like they're sure. not going to bet on it.
I just had somebody texting me. Somebody just texted me saying, I have some downtime today, so I just started handicapping like the basketball tournament. And I don't care at all, but I said, yeah, send me what you got. send me what you have, right?
So same like thing Eli, for the Olympics, right? Eli still is not on microphone yet. Hopefully we'll have Eli back on the show tomorrow on microphone. But are we going to have like Olympic guests on the show? Is that like a thing that's going to happen?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like Whale bets the Olympics, I know. He's been in a couple channels giving out some total medal bets for a couple countries.
Great.
Some news going on. Yeah, there's, I mean, there are. Like this is not an, I mean, it's a niche market in that it's not like the NFL or something, but I mean, it's offered like everywhere, like total medals from a lot of different countries, total number of golds for the US, all that kind of stuff. That's all definitely offered.
Eli is hyped that we'll have Drew on either tomorrow or Friday. Well, I'm not on the show Friday. So yeah, let's get him on tomorrow. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yes. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Okay. You love it. Yeah.
It's all right. Okay. Let's talk some college football here on the show. I've got questions. And Ken Barkley's got educated guesses as it concerns the SEC this season. So let's talk about the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm workshopping, by the way. You know the Steely Dan song, Deacon Blues?
Oh, you asked me that in the chat. No, I don't know that song.
Well, it's probably the best.
I mean, I would if I heard it. If I heard it, maybe I would know
it. It is an absolute classic. There's a line in the song, but they call Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Deacon Blues. And Deacon Blues is a character they create as like a big loser. And I'm workshopping. I bet against the Alabama Crimson Tide. And now I've got the blues. It's going to be what I bet against Alabama this season.
They get really far ahead. I like it. I like where your head's at.
Dude, that's just all I think about. Alabama's win total, 11.5. Bill O'Brien, former Texans head coach. The disgrace Bill O'Brien. Now, of course, the Nick Saban rehabilitation tour. Now on the Alabama coaching staff is incredible.
It's like a clinic at this point. God, it's
wild. Nick Saban talking about Bill O'Brien at SEC Media Day, saying Bill's done a really good job. Everyone's got to remember Sark came from the NFL. Lane Kiffin coached in the NFL. Saban coached in the NFL. So he doesn't think systematically what happened in the league is all that much different than what happens in college. And I think we're seeing that increasingly be the case now, Ken, as the game continues to evolve. So O'Brien helping out Alabama on the staff, and they're going to need, honestly, all the help they can get. Mac Jones in the NFL, Najee Harris, NFL, Devontae, Jalen Waddle, others now in the National Football League. What are you thinking this year, Ken, for Alabama, the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I am, I mean, I think they're going to be awesome, obviously, but everybody knows that. What is there a bet worth making on Alabama is, I think, a really interesting question. And their win total is 11.5 in a lot of places. That's worth noting right now. And I think at Bet Rivers, it's 11.5. Actually, if I was good, I think it's 11.5 everywhere. And you might be listening to that and thinking business as usual, like 11.5. That has to be the number every year. Alabama's so good. They literally win like 11 or 12 games every single season under Nick Saban, with only a couple exceptions. Like, that has to be the number, just like you would expect Clemson's number most years to be 11.5. A lot of years, Ohio State would be like 11.5, or Oklahoma, if it's a good version of them. Alabama's actually like almost never 11.5. In the history of Nick Saban, I think they've only been 11.5 twice. And it's like, if I had to bet it, I actually think I would bet the under. And I, I have never, in the history of Nick Saban coaching Alabama, I've never been an under, a win total under on Alabama. I've never done it. Doesn't mean it hasn't hit. I think it's hit a couple times. Not often, but I think like twice, literally. But I've never done it. I just could never bring myself to do it. It makes no sense. They lose the world. They've broken college football. They just reload with whoever you haven't heard of that's going to end up going to the NFL. This year will be no different. They lose a corner. Okay, cool. They literally have the number one corner prospect who's going to start at one corner. They lose, you know, Mac Jones, obviously, like, you know, finalist for the Heisman Trophy. Like, all right, you have a five-star freshman coming in who, like, actually might be insanely good. So it's just the argument for why you normally bet a team's win total under in college football is that they've lost more than they normally lose, or there's, like, enough influx coach, quarterback, and they lose stuff that this is going to be, like, a different version than the average version we normally see. You can apply that to basically every college team that operates in the middle, like teams 10 to, you know, 90, basically. Apply the exact same philosophy to all of them, and you'll probably be right. Alabama's one of the top ones that just, they break that system. It doesn't matter how much they lose. Literally does not matter. Their recruiting is so good, and Georgia works like this. Ohio State works like this. Now Clemson works like this. Doesn't matter. Literally does not matter how much they lose. If you like the quarterback, then the team's probably going to be awesome. And that's what this team is going to be. So I would bet under on 11.5 only because, if I had to, I don't think there's a bet worth making right now, but if I had to, I bet only because, it's a really high number, honestly, in the context of Nick Saban, Alabama teams, because in the SEC, like, you'll get a couple tests, like, you, obviously the division, and you have to play LSU, and you have to play Texas A&M. So it's really like Miami in the opener, which I'm much less worried about than the other teams I mentioned. So it's like five cracks for a team to beat them, probably, realistically. Five teams that have, like, 25, 30% win probability. LSU might be really good. That would increase the win probability there. So if I had to bet it, I would bet under, like, the floor. I guess Bryce could be terrible and they could win like 9 or 10 games, but like realistically it's 11 or 12.
Oh, great. Is get tripped the quarterback up. Could be terrible and they're still going to go win 9 or 10 games.
I mean, because like, they're going to be able to run the ball effectively because they're always able to run the ball effectively. Their defense is actually going to be better than last year's defense, I think. So like, there's a lot still to like, obviously. I think it's like, it's 11 or 12. I think this year it's more likely to be 11 than 12 by a little bit. So depending on how the pricing at your particular book, like, if you wanted to bet Alabama win total this year and it's 11.5, I would lean toward the under above anything else. But I don't think there's a valuable bet making with them. I think they're amazing, like they're always amazing.
We need to hit Georgia here. Kirby Smart,
yep,
and people saying that this is the year that Georgia could get over the hump, beat Alabama. Georgia to win the national championship plus 700. Georgia to win the SEC plus 200 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Alabama minus 160 to win the SEC. Ken, is there a valuable bet to be made? And 10.5, I believe, is the win total. A valuable bet to be made, Ken, with Kirby Smart, JT Daniels in Georgia?
Maybe. So I'll tell you, I'll start by saying I bet I would never.
Ben's got educated guesses.
I do. Well, that's just where we are. The SEC is the worst conference to bet win totals in. And I started to explain this on Friday, and I'll probably do it again on Friday. Like, it's my least favorite conference because everything is so set. Every team, you have like 6 auto wins, 4 auto losses, and then only 2 like toss up games. Like, every team. Like, every single. It's like, well, they're going to be plus 38 to them and minus 50 against Furman. So, gee, I wonder how many games they're going to win. And the number is like 1. Like, well, okay. Like, we already, the outcomes are all predetermined with very few exceptions at the top and bottom. So, like, makes it tough to find win totals that are valuable because we all know what the win total should be because the spreads are going to be like 90 against a bunch of these teams. And every team schedules like 3 FCS opponents.
All right. I think we lost Ken Barkley there, which was pretty odd. I don't know what happened there, but hopefully we'll get Ken back on the show. That seemed like it was some like cataclysmic power failure at Ken's studio in Connecticut. So hopefully we'll get Ken Barkley back on the show momentarily here. But Ken was in the midst of talking about the Georgia Bulldogs for this season. Like I said, Georgia plus 700 to win the national championship, plus 200 to win the SEC. And like, Ken's going to give you probably a more mathematically grounded answer, right? Than I'm going to give you here. The problem for me is it concerns Kirby Smart in Georgia. It's the same thing happens every year. Brody Miller was on with us to end hour number 2. And Brody said, like, my gut tells me, even though like maybe Georgia does have them this year and JT Daniels is the more proven prospect and Georgia's obviously loaded with talent, maybe the way Bama's not this year, right? It's still hard for me to pull the trigger. And I was actually thinking as Brody was talking in the last hour there that I can't wait to bet Georgia against Alabama this year. And I can't wait for Bama to cover the spread and win the game. And I can't wait to get pissed. And then remember this, that I said this on the air, look at myself in the mirror and be like, what the hell was I thinking taking Georgia. Like, why did I choose to do that? And I'm sure a lot of people are going to end up betting on Georgia this year for that reason against Alabama, because we keep deluding ourselves into thinking this is the year for the Georgia Bulldogs. And look, maybe I'll end up doing it, maybe I won't, but with Georgia, for me at least, it kind of becomes like I kind of need to see it before I believe it with the Georgia Bulldogs. So I think that's really interesting with Georgia. It was supposed to be awesome this year, but we will see what happens. I want to talk about Ole Miss for a second as well. We had this budgeted to discuss here, and hopefully we'll get Ken back on the show momentarily. Lane Kiffin talking about his quarterback, Matt Corral, who's 20-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. And I think, you know, that's someone that we expect, and Ken's back with us now here. Ken, yep. I wrapped up the conversation about Georgia. Yep. I know you wanted to talk about...
terrible for some reason. I have no idea.
That's what I said. Yeah. I'm sure like it was a cataclysmic technical failure.
Where did my Georgia answer cut out? I like within 15 seconds, I was like, wait a minute, something's wrong. But where did
I don't know. But like, and this is so funny. Like I literally just go into like robo host mode and I don't even know what I said, but I talked for like
we have a couple minutes left. Did I do the Daniels thing? How much did I do it? Did I do it at all?
Not really. No.
Okay, cool. I'll just do it again really quickly. I would never bet JT Daniels to win the Heisman right now, ever. With Joe Burrow 2 years ago, the offense for LSU was incredibly predictable and bad for many, many, many years. Their quarterbacks would frequently be highly rated, but they could never, ever win the Heisman Trophy. And then going into that year, there were rumors that maybe the offense was going to be outstanding, but I would never bet Burrow before that season because how many times can you get burned by the same program over and over again? So if you just waited and you watched one game of LSU, one game, and I forget, they played somebody terrible, like Troy in the opener, somebody terrible. You could just see it immediately. And they played Texas week two. And then we bet Burrow a ton on this show because you saw it. Even if you had to eat a lower price, it was okay. Like, I had to see it. And I think with JT Daniels, it's the same thing. He's the favorite for a team that has a miserable offense historically with like Stone Age concepts on offense. And they have the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. Like, if he's 5-1 and they kill Clemson week one, what's he going to be at that point? There's not even a lot of room for that price to drop. Not everyone's going to go away in the market after 1 week. So like, would you rather bet him 5 now or like know that the offense is going to be good, which it never is. And then he's 325. I would much rather bet the 325 and know, even though that's like a drop in what you can get right now, because I think it's like improbable that that is true. So like, let me see it in a game that matters. And Clemson has a huge defense this year with a massive defensive line. Like he plays really well and the offense looks updated. Great. I'll hop in with both feet, but like can never bet him as the favorite to win the trophy now, given all of like the history we have with Georgia.
And I said, Ken, while you were getting back online, Georgia rope-a-dopes us every year. I feel like every year, this is the year Georgia's going to take down Alabama. And then every year Alabama beats their brains in and covers the spread. I can't wait to lose money this year betting on Georgia against them. It's probably going to happen. It is probably going to happen. I'm looking forward to doing a lot more college football as we move towards the start of the season here on You Better You Bet. But coming up next, we go back to the NBA. Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider, going to join us. NBA draft player props with Bobby Marks. Yes, you heard that correctly.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.